This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lots of great ideas here on the Good Day program every single day. Your ideas, our ideas. There's no dumb, the only dumb question is the one that hasn't been asked. So you got questions, share them with us at 855-999-DOUG. The Good News Department today has story of a mother who became pregnant while she was already pregnant. Ah, yes.
So whomever said you, it's a good thing you can't get pregnant when you're already pregnant?
Uh-huh.
Nope.
This apparently is a very fertile mother. She was very happy, actually, when she discovered that she was pregnant again. She was already pregnant. She conceived her twins 28 days apart. This has got to be something for the record books. Lady's name is Sophie Small. She conceived Holly and Darcy a month apart because of a rare phenom known as superfetation. Sounds like something one of my cows would have. A new pregnancy occurs after the first one. Her husband, who's an accountant, they have a six-year-old already. His name is Oscar. What a great name for a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy, right? Oscar, like Jasper, my other grandson. Anyway, they were trying for another baby after they'd had, it has been 6 years. She's 30 years old. She had an inkling that she was pregnant, but they decided to keep, it's so much fun to keep trying. Let's keep trying. It's fun.
Yeah, well, right? You can only get pregnant once at a time, so. Not so much.
She's a swimming instructor and said she was thrilled when she took the pregnancy test, discovered it was positive, and she got pretty sick. That's happened. How were you when you were carrying Mac? Were you okay?
I was so sick. No, I was not okay. I was very sick. It was a very difficult pregnancy. But the thing with most twins, they typically don't make it to term. Any kind of multiples don't necessarily make it full term.
Yeah.
But they got pretty close. So the one baby that was conceived first, Holly, was born at 36 weeks. And then Darcy, who was born at the same time, was a 32-week baby.
Mm.
So they still made it pretty
well,
much
close
enough.
Well, one of them weighed 4 pounds, the other weighed 6 pounds.
Well, and Holly is considered, I think, full, it's considered full term by 37 weeks. And pregnancies go up to 40 weeks. And so 36 weeks was pretty close. 32 weeks, not too far off. Still third
trimester. I'm guessing that she was in pretty good shape, given what she did for a living, so that probably helped her a little bit, right? Wouldn't you think somebody who's in really good physical shape would be able to make it through this a little easier? Is that Daisy snoring in the background?
It is, yeah.
Good for her. I love it. When I hear her, it reminds me of Charlotte, those of you who listened to me for a long, long time, remember my darling Charlotte Ann, who sat in the chair in my old house, and she would snore, and Jennifer would go wild, hooting and hollering as she listened to. That was her commentary on the program. So,
I don't know what it is, but I feel like it's one day a week where she's really sawing logs. Today's that day.
It's okay. It's perfect. In fact, here's the guy in the one of the roughest parts of Los Angeles. See, this is what, if Jennifer Horn were here, she'd be talking about this because she did it on her program. And this is a great conversation to be having, but we get lost in all this other stuff. This isn't a criticism. It just is, there's a lot more going on in this big wide world of ours. The guy who owned a convenience store happened to be a Sikh. And he was robbed. Guy comes into the store with a gun. And so this guy goes after the robber, beats him over the head with a stick. He keeps him from robbing his store, and yet the guy who owns the store is in trouble instead of the guy who came in with a gun that was going to rob him. What kind of a world looks at stuff like that? And why isn't everybody talking about that? The fact that he was a Sikh seems to enter into it in some way, shape, or form.
Do you really mean what you just said?
The world talking about that. Can you imagine if today all people talked about was the Sikh who hit the guy over the head as he was running from the store as opposed to as he was entering the store?
The
great Sikh cover-up.
Right.
But I get your point. But
you've inspired me.
Yeah,
Trump's indictment for trying to overturn the government of the United States is, we're not talking about that. Let's talk about the Sikh robbery.
Well, how much more stuff can we say about Trump?
It isn't redundant. He's the problem
keeps on giving. The man doesn't stop.
But what's new? It's the same stuff. He says the same things all the time.
We're still talking about the Civil War, and people still celebrate Christmas. I mean, look at it. Some things go on for a very long time. That is not meant to be derogatory.
Hold on a second. Do you realize how fabulous that statement was you just made? Say, go back to that again.
I don't know if I want to.
You got it, folks, so you didn't, you know?
Yeah.
That was fabulous. That's a gemstone. James, make a copy of that for eternity, will you, please? That was a great Michaelism. Yeah, that was fabulous, man. That made the whole show worthwhile today. Okay, let's get to some good news. 23-year-old woman just set the challenge record for the fastest solo rowing across the Atlantic Ocean. She departed from the Canary Islands on the 10th of December. Her name is Miriam Payne. She rowed 59 days, 16 hours and 36 minutes before she arrived in Antigua. The extraordinary feat accomplished to raise money for a charity that focuses on the well-being of women in their body and their mind. So that's a cool thing.
Yeah.
Imagine what her back and her arms must look like after all that rowing.
I'm usually like, let's not comment on other people's bodies, but that was my first thought too, Doug. Like, how
the muscles,
her back muscles, her shoulder muscles.
Yep. Yeah. She had a problem, as you would imagine, sleep deprivation. How do you sleep when you're in a rowboat crossing the Atlantic Ocean? Thank you. She had hallucinations. She was hungry, ran out of food. She
had a battle-strong wind. And she rowed to keep on pace to set the record for the female record. She had to row for 15 hours a day, every day.
Average temperature in the ocean, 86 degrees, where she... I would bet that she went... If she went down in Antigua, she probably followed there's a current that runs from the North Sea, north of England, down into Florida and south of there. And now I can't remember what it's called. But anyway, the current she might have been in that probably helped her a little bit.
There was a moment where she was worried she wasn't going to set the record because she rode for 18 hours one day and made it less than 10 miles.
Yeah, right. So that is a problem in and of itself. It was sponsored by the Talisker Whiskey Company. It was their Atlantic Challenge, described as the toughest endurance event on Earth. All food, water, and other necessities had to be brought with her. There was nobody. Now, was there somebody following her in a trail boat? Because sometimes that happens when you're doing this sort of thing. You go out and you are doing the work, but there's somebody close by that helps you in case you get into trouble. So that would make some sense, I think, right? In this circumstance, rowing 15, 16, 17, 18 hours a day, good God. Checking out the good news, here's a revolutionary treatment that could repair spinal cord injuries. Been developed by scientists, they're regrowing nerves, Jay, in paralyzed mice. And it happens over a couple of months. This, whatever they have put into the medication, it apparently triggers cells of long spindly parts where the nerves may be severed. They regenerate themselves. Apparently, this is pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And these treatments so far, they're showing well, and I'm sure that human trials will be next.
Have you ever known anybody? I've known people that have broken their backs, broken their necks in skiing accidents, for example, car accidents, that sort of stuff, falling off of ladders.
Yeah.
And the rehab is really awful. Sometimes you can, people have broken their necks. You know, you think when somebody breaks their neck, they're going to die. Because your neck, you know, is only the size of a quarter, and all the stuff that goes from your brain to the rest of your body travels around your neck. So if that's miscombobulated, kind of like curtains, and I think it used to be that way. You know, they say if you ever break your neck, well, how do you know you've broken your neck? I guess is the question. But then if you do, you just don't move at all. Just stay still.
And sometimes it could be something that isn't a full-on break, and if you do move, then it could cause that even more. That's why they always say, don't always move. People, if there is a victim of like a bad car accident or something, and just let medical help arrive, and that's why they always put that brace on you before they move you onto the stretcher to get you into the ambulance.
Keep you straight. Neural transmissions are the focus here. It's being done at the Imperial College in London, where they do a lot of this kind of research, and it is very important because there's a lot of spine cord injury in the world, and there's no cure really for it. So, you know, this is a way you have to have those electrical signals going from your brain to your body. That's when they don't, when you don't have the electrical impulses, that's when you get paralyzed. Or you are, the definition of being paralyzed is you're not getting any signals to help your body. As you've noticed probably, hopefully over the years when you have taken a good course in biology, you don't, when you're walking, do you think to yourself, wait a minute, now I have to put my left foot first, and then I put my right foot first?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't think of that.
You go
when you're going to eat your food, you have a fork in your hand, and your fork miraculously carries food to your mouth. You don't think about that, right? Well, if you don't have...
Consciously, at least,
No, right, exactly. Yeah, subconsciously, obviously, your brain is telling your hand to move so you can put the food in your mouth. But that's... When you get a spinal cord gap and there's no connection, you don't have any of that stuff. 300,000 people a year living with spinal cord injuries. Good Lord. Well, that's good. There's some good news, right?
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Shipper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
I'm happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin. So we're kicking off a new year. And a lot of times at the beginning of the year, people who have gained the weight need a little extra help.
Well, you know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plans. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. We've got, this is one of my favorite sales because I think it's great for everybody, whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds to lose. It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free, and saving $30 off. It's all on our website, TopLoss.com.
Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year!
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Daisy's here watching me, Warren, when I do the boof. Right now she's scratching her butt, though. That's one of those things. Hello.
It's a little more information I need to know, Doug.
You
know?
Wow, listen. She's looking. I wish I had a camera. I could give you a picture. She has this look on her face, is looking at me like, hey, Kate, what's going on? I need to go out for a pee. What are you doing? Why are you wasting your time talking into that silly thing in front of you? Let's go have a pee.
There you go.
Anyway, Warren is here. He's not here for pee. He's here to exchange information about how to take care of your pet.
And he is totally housebroken, by the way, just so you know.
Good
Warren is totally housebroken.
Well, it's fabulous. Glad Denise would be happy about that. Here's a story about a stray dog that was in a Michigan shelter. He'd been captured, if that's the right word. Is that the right word? Captured is when the dog is out and the dog catcher catches the dog, puts him in the shelter. This dog had been in and out of the shelter three times trying to find a new home, and he was especially interested in a nearby elderly care facility. He was a mutt. He was a stray. But nobody knew anything about him, and he kept going back to the same place. So they finally, the people in the elderly care facility adopted him. He became the facility dog. And the reason I bring it up is because it shows you how determined a dog, you know, you get something in your head, we think we're very determined. Well, it can happen to animals as well, right? These dogs are, it's very interesting how, especially the smell facility, and there's something at this place that this dog identified with, so he kept sniffing his way back there.
Well, you know, animals are just like that. I remember years ago on Long Island, I was working at the YMCA. I was training all the dogs for the YMCA across the country. And basically, there was a senior citizens housing project, Glen Cove, Long Island. I'll never forget it. And there were these two stray dogs that were roaming around. And no one wanted them, but the seniors would feed them and take care of them. And then finally, the guy who ran the place said, you know, maybe we should keep them. So they adopted the dogs at the senior citizen home, and we named them, the name of the home was Glenn and Gareth, so we named the dogs Glenn and Gareth.
Ah.
And the change in the people, Doug, was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Once Glenn and Gareth moved in, their whole, yeah, you know, depression disappeared and anxiety disappeared, and everyone was kind of, the only argument that took place is who's going to pet the dog and walk the dog first. But you're right. They know. They know. They have, you know, I talk about this on the show often. Dogs have a sixth sense. I believe all living things have a sixth sense. I just believe
they see things. Dogs, they, like spirits and ghosts and things.
Yeah, I don't know what they see exactly, but I can tell you one specifically that they know what's going on, and basically, it's kind of like, I don't want to make this comparison, but you know how people with certain mental challenges, they,
yeah,
see the world in a different way?
Right.
Well,
yeah,
well, you know, I believe that our dogs and other animals, for that matter, they think differently. They think in pictures. I think they think in pictures, so they remember. It's a whole different way. It's hard to describe, but they're sensory creatures, and I think that's real critical for people to understand.
I saw this story about a pet store in Oklahoma. They caught some woman who went into the pet store and killed a parakeet and a bunny, strangled the parakeet, and what the hell is wrong with people?
People that hurt animals, we all know that they're all very... And any time a child hurts an animal in school, that should be reported right away. That kid's going to need help.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Go ahead. I want to talk about one thing. You know, I always get this... people always tell me, you know, Warren, my dog is trained. I trained my dog when he was a puppy, and my dog is trained. Well, we never stop learning. And training your dog isn't a one-and-done situation.
Right, yeah, okay, all
training,
set.
Training should go on for life, but it's important when you train your dog originally. You need to make it fun. You need to bond with your dog at that time, so that relationship lasts throughout life. And reinforce it with teaching new things, a trick, something different. Just like with people, if you don't keep them mentally stimulated, a lot of things can take place. Depression, anxiety, boredom. So training is not one-and-done situation. You need to continue training, and a lot of people don't understand that. I hear it all the time. Well, I trained my dog when he's a puppy. I don't need to train him anymore. But they call me up because he's having a behavioral issue.
Yeah,
so the bottom
right.
line is keep training. Mental stimulation is critical.
Keep stimulating.
Absolutely.
The Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day. How many people acknowledge your dog, your cat, when the cat and the dog pass? I remember this. When Charlotte died, how I went to see somebody who was a medium to find out what happened to Charlotte when she crossed over Rainbow Bridge.
Amazing.
I anybody who doesn't believe in this and the memories of their pets and stuff, it's just, I just think there's, it is no, it's there. There's nothing that you can say that denies it. So, Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Pentagon's Inspector General being tasked now to look back over how the Defense Department handled Secretary Lloyd Austin's recent hospitalization. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says
whether the DOD's policies and procedures are sufficient to ensure timely and appropriate notifications and the effective transition of authorities as may be warranted.
President Biden and other top officials did not learn of Austin's hospitalization for prostate cancer until days after the fact. In Congress, many House conservatives are saying saying not so fast to an earlier announced spending deal. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there is still much work to do to avert at least a partial government shutdown.
I am taking the first procedural step for the Senate to pass a temporary extension of government funding so the government does not shut down.
Schumer and new Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson had announced last Sunday that they had arrived at an agreement on spending. This is your...
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Proven fact number one, the Good Day program feels good. You know, if you don't want to feel good, don't listen. You want to feel good? Stick around for more of that good feeling on the Good Day program. Were we talking about on the air, off the air, the movie that I watched, the vampire movie?
That was off the air, but let's bring it on the air. Yeah, yeah, you saw Twilight for the first time.
And I didn't... I didn't know what I was getting into when I started watching it, but it was this, as Jay will tell you, and James was right there, both of them knew what I was talking about when the first sentence came out of my mouth. And so the people, it was when What's-Her-Face was younger, all of them, Anna Kendrick's was young.
Yeah, Anna Kendrick, that was like one of her first things on the scene where nobody really knew who she was.
Right, yeah. But it was a weird movie. Weird.
It's
weird.
Great. I love how it looks aesthetically, all those blue, like, blue tones and moody. And they did a great job with it.
But there's something to it. It's just,
It's the imagination that people have and how they tell stories, I think, as much as anything else. There's some really good stories around. I said this about watching the movie that's out now called Missing. I saw that over the weekend. When I go to California, I see all of this stuff. I don't do any of it here when I'm back on the farm. But I saw that movie, and I thought the story was very, very good. You know that Spanish actor who is often a bad guy, but you know him. I can't remember his name, but you'd recognize him. He's in every movie that has anything to do with Spanish influencers. He's normally a bad guy, but not always. In this movie, he's not. The woman who plays the mother is a well-known actress whose name escapes me. I want to say Nia Long. But at any rate, the youngster who is, the cog in the wheel here is the same young lady who plays the daughter on The Enforcer. Not The Enforcer.
Queen Latifah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why am I blanking on that now, too?
I mean, we're all blanking on it. So she plays Queen Latifah's daughter, and she's horrible as an actor. She's just horrible. It's not convincing. It's a whiny part. And so I thought it was I gave her the benefit of the doubt. It was just the way the part was written. But I see her in this movie, and she's a whiny, like the same sort of character. And it's so distracting from the real story. Queen Latifah is the story, and the episodes as they build around, the stories, that's what's important, not some whiny little kid. And I don't know, I found it distracting. But the movie itself, if you can get away from that, the movie Missing is a good take. Okay, so I've done my movie stuff. Now it's 48 after the hour. What does it take to make a good day? Why is it that you think it's important to have a good day? I get that question. I think everybody deserves a shot at a good day. Not every day is going to be good all through the day, but at least there is I want to have the attitude, not everything that I talk about is going to be good. Frankly, I know that. But I try to find things that we can talk about that will put a smile on your face or bring back a memory of something that's cool. I was looking at a book that's come out about Shirley Temple. All right, James.
Iconic.
James Collins is in our studio, the main studio in Dallas. You know who Shirley Temple
was? That's Animal Crackers in My Soup, Monkeys and Rabbits, right?
Look at you.
Do I know that right?
How did you know that?
I saw a bunch of commercials as a kid that was like the full Shirley Temple DVD collection, and it always showed up. Yeah. It constantly on late night cartoons constantly would loop, yeah.
Yeah, I'm proud of you, kid.
Thanks.
How many people are chuckling along with this? That may have made this last 65 seconds probably made any number of people's day. And that's good. Nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Shirley Temple made 43 films. Now, is that somebody's part of what is in this this book, Iconic Things About Shirley Temple? She had 56 curls in her hairdo. All right, I don't know what difference that makes to anybody, but it is what it is. She received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1960. Shirley Temple was also the ambassador to England. Did you know that? She was involved. She was a big supporter of President Nixon, and he appointed her to a post to the United Nations. And also, I believe that she, my memory serves me correctly, she was ambassador to someplace. I don't remember where it was. But at any rate, she had a wonderful life and a very interesting life. And certainly most everybody, no matter what your age, you ought to know who Shirley Temple is.
Yeah.
That's why I spent a couple of minutes talking about her here.
Well, and a child actor who then goes on to become a diplomat. And there's always that cliche about child actors. And she broke the mold.
Yeah. No, she was, Drew Barrymore was a child actress, and she had her problems, but it wasn't so much she was a child actress as her family sort of allowed her to go down the road that she came from a famous acting family.
Dynasty, if you will.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Well, didn't Drew Barrymore say at one point that she was her mom's favorite drinking buddy or something? Or am I thinking of another celebrity?
No, I think you're right. No, I do. I think you're right about that. Oh, no, maybe in Judy Garland and Liza Minnelli. Liza Minnelli. It was one of those two.
Yes, somewhere where it was at a very young age.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so we posted a picture of a Hearst with an insignia on the back of it and some of the comments on social media about the message that was in the picture on texting and, you know, what's going on. And yeah, it's a chuckler, but yet it still is something that is more than food for thought. I was also thinking, I don't know, I'm putting this together. Just stay with me for a second. All right, Jay? Hold on. You'll figure out
holding
the thread
on.
Here in a moment. Yes, holding on. So we also had a conversation about a young 12-year-old who set fire to an old mushroom farm. And why? What the heck that was all about. Okay, so I'm putting the two of these together because there's a new mushroom coffin that has been built. For those of you who want to die and be buried in the most sustainable way, the afterlife will be easier for you to grow in if you are put into a coffin that is made mostly of mushrooms. Here's what the coffin has comes from: mushrooms and hemp fiber, a special mold. And it was basically, I mean, what there is at this point, right? You should be, instead of putting people.
Cool.
Yeah, well, this is the biggest craze. This is, now, I remember I worked in a cemetery when I was a kid digging graves. It was a wonderful experience. It was a very gravelly ground, and we didn't have a backhoe. I just dug the holes every day. It was a different hole and a different side of the hill. And I remember thinking then, and I certainly have thought now, I would never get buried in a... My mother was buried in a coffin in a vault, and she sits resting on the side of a hill overlooking the Mass Turnpike down the street from here. And I think about this all the time, and I thought about it then. But why do we put people in a coffin, and then we stick them in the ground in a cement sort of like a cellar? In a sense, you're put in the cellar with a cement barrier all around you so that the ground will not collapse when the coffin rots and your body rots. All right? What are we doing that for? Why? What the heck is the point of that? Anyway, so back to mushroom coffins, kind of like wooden coffins. They rot in the ground. Your body becomes, what is the old expression, ashes to ashes and dust to dust?
Dust to dust.
And that's what happens. That's why people get cremated and they throw their, you know, they cast their fate. That's what the song Cast Your Fate to the Wind is all about. Throw the ashes out into the, you know, maybe on the side of a hill, somewhere around the farm is probably where mine will get dispersed, out in the water, that kind of stuff. Maybe some people want to keep it. But anyway, the point is that these mushrooms, the biodegradable mushrooms, are being used to make coffins. And they stick them in the ground, and in a month and a half, they're gone, and you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
I have told a story many times of what happens on my... I have a large compost pile on the farm. And whenever anything dies on the farm, a calf or a cow or something like that, instead of digging a hole and burying the cow, we put it on the compost pile, because that's the best use. Actually, it would be the best use of your body. If you could imagine, if you could get beyond thinking that you were going to be put in a compost pile, that's really the most efficient way of you being dispatched, your body being dispatched anyway, because it's going to be eaten up fast by the microbes and the worms and yada, yada. I remember my Uncle Sammy, who was my second father, he was the first person I ever knew who wanted to be cremated. And so I said to him one day, and I was just very young, I said, why do you want to be, the conversation going with somebody in the family died and they're having cremated. And I said, why do you want to be cremated? He says, I don't want the worms digging into me after I'm dead. Which I thought was, you know, made a lot of sense then.
Mm-hmm. And maybe it does now, well, right?
And I think it also goes with family, I don't want to say family values, but family in general, because some people like to be able to go to a gravesite and visit people, where other people are like, that is, they're just not there anymore. That is an empty body. They are no longer there.
Yeah, there's no spirit there.
Yeah, and there are so many companies that do different things once you pass, where you could become a record that plays your favorite song. You can become a diamond or something like that.
Yeah.
Some people, I think they can become trees. Like, they plant them somewhere and kind of like the composting situation where,
exactly. Put the ash in the ground and stick a tree on top of it. Good fertilizer. Much as anything else. All right, so this company that's making this mushroom coffin is called Loop Biotech. The answer for those wanting to live the full circle of life, says the fellow who founded it, Bob Hendricks, who said, he's created a t-shirt that reads, I am compost. That's what the t-shirt reads. I am compost. And apparently mushrooms are good for recycling in the planet. So for those of you who think this is cool, you can spend $1,000 for one of these coffins and take it. I'm betting that this is probably illegal most everywhere in America. But what's the difference whether you do this or whether you're in an urn? And your dust, right? It's silly. It's the whole thing about death. What there was an ad on, where was I, a couple of weeks ago, maybe one of the Los Angeles radio stations, had an ad on it. Matter of fact, I think it might have been Jennifer's station, KRLA, had an ad for a discount funeral. This guy, for $39.95, what? I'm serious. The guy, the funeral director, is on the air. For $39.95, we'll embalm you, we'll have the service, and we'll bury you. Call Fred's Discount Coffin and Funeral Home. That's, you know.
I guess. Have BOGO deals.
Yeah. Right. Get one for you and one for your spouse. Right. That's it. The BOGO deal on cremation or on getting... That's great. I like that, Jay.
Hear that? The sound of water being poured on 800-degree rocks. If you were here in this sauna, you'd be so hot you wouldn't have the energy to move. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. Besides, after a long ride, a helmet sweat is way more satisfying. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without even breaking a sweat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Feeling trapped with that old phone? Don't. Getting a new phone is easy. Come into Verizon and get one of our best phones on us with Select Trade-In on Unlimited Ultimate Plan and get a plan that helps you save by only paying for what you need. Act now and get a brand new phone at your Verizon store today. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate Plan required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2└. 833-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
My friend Tom Kreidler back from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. What better day to discuss what you can be doing over the weekend than come up with some great ideas for home improvement on Friday. So Tommy is here, and we have letters and questions from those of you who listen to this program who are fans of Tom. One of them is Gary, who lives in Virginia, who is talking about replacing floors.
Yep.
And looking for a recommendation from you, the big kahuna, that'll fix the problem. He's got three big dogs that are wet and muddy. Maybe he keeps them out on the porch.
That's
one place to start. Yeah. All right, what does he do?
Yeah. So you got options here, Gary. I mean, today there you could go with a rigid vinyl plank, right? So that's just straight vinyl. That looks like hardwood, or it could look like stone, look like tile. It's good stuff, durable stuff. And there's even one that's even tougher than that, and that's called a stone hybrid. A stone hybrid products, when I first started seeing these come out, Doug, I had some samples, and I threw them on a workbench, and I could slam them with a hammer, and they wouldn't dent, and they couldn't scratch, and really super durable stuff. Yeah. Wow. Now, let's see. LL Flooring, they have one under the brand Duravana, and I've used that in about two kitchens and one laundry room so far. Inexpensive, about $4 a square foot, and that kind of thing, 100% waterproof and really durable. So that, or the rigid vinyl plank, the luxury vinyl plank products that are out there, very similar, that works well. What I would not do is I would not do laminate, and I certainly wouldn't do anything that was wood, even engineered wood, because as tough as that stuff is, with all those dogs and the mud and the moisture, it's going to cut through the finish.
Wow.
All right, so there's some advice, a word from the wise man when it comes to this. Speaking of wise man, Tom is so good at coming up with content. This is what radio stations love. These are the people that also are tuned into podcasts, like the Money Pit podcast this week, focusing on space heaters and whether they're safe or not. Doesn't that depend on the fuel? Does it depend on electric versus gas? What's the, how do you meter this?
Yeah, I think it depends a lot on the humans that are using them, because
I think you're right about that.
Yeah, certainly people are putting incorrect fuel in, but I think the bigger issue is stuff that's simple, like getting it too close to things that are flammable, right? Mm-hmm. Or having it become knocked over. An old space heater that gets knocked over and doesn't have an automatic shutoff valve, a tip-off valve, so that when it tips over, it goes off. These things can be very, very dangerous, and they cause a lot of fires, and they're all 100% preventable. They don't catch fire by themselves. They catch fire because people are not using them right. So you got to be super careful with your space heaters.
Yeah. Yeah. Frozen pipes are nothing fun about that either, frankly.
Yeah. That's so, right, you know. But, you know, there's tricks of the trade for that can help. If you've done nothing to your plumbing system to prevent frozen pipes, you can always open your cabinets, your kitchen cabinet doors, your bathroom vanity doors, let some warmth in there. And you can also think about running a little bit of water at the end of the run. So letting a bit of water trickle out of a faucet will prevent it from freezing as well.
You know what we did in one of the barns, Tom?
What?
We just put an electric, a 60-watt light bulb on the end of an extension cord and hung it over the place that was coldest, and enough heat coming from the light bulb kept it from freezing.
Yeah, as long as it's not near anything that's going to be combustible, you know.
Right.
In the old days, we used to find that, you know, people would put those bulbs in closets, then they proceed to pile their crap up on top of the shelf, right, until it came in contact with the bulb. And you know the rest of the story.
Exactly. All right, Money Pit newsletter information, bathroom renovations. I had somebody appraise my house this week, and she said, "This is a beautiful house. Beautiful property. Why didn't you put in a new bathroom or a new kitchen?" And I looked at the lady and I said, "Because I like the kitchen and I like my old bathroom."
Nothing wrong with the bathroom, right?
Right. But she said it would add so much more value to your home. Well, it also would cost a lot of money.
That's interesting. I mean, how would she determine how much more value an upgraded bathroom versus a standard bathroom would in her appraisal report, you know?
Yeah. All right, so anyway, you do have some things about bathroom renovations.
Yeah.
Is there anything new there?
Well, we talk about, you know, some of the areas to focus on in terms of colors and the faucets and the fixtures, making sure that they're WaterSense certified, which, by the way, those have become so much more functional. You know, it used to be that you had like a water-saving shower head. It was a pretty lazy shower head that wouldn't wake you up in the morning. But the WaterSense program, which is similar to the Energy Star, the EPA's Energy Star program, does a really good job of specifying faucets and fixtures that use a lot less water but still perform and do a good job with their cleaning and flushing and that sort of thing.
Yeah. All right, sign up for the Money Pit newsletter at moneypit.com/newsletter. Same thing can be said for signing up for the podcast, moneypit.com/podcast. Tom Kreitler here. My pleasure to have you on the air, Tommy.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's 59 past on Good Day.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.